Hi, this is David Sachs, and welcome to Spiritual Tools for an Outrageous World. Every week we do a little couples therapy between us and God. It's a chance to deepen and explore our most important relationship. Okay, I'm glad you're here. Let's get ready for Shabbos and Purim. What is Purim all about? Well, we know that Purim is actually going to be one of these holidays that's going to be celebrated after the world is fixed. So Purim is like eternal. At the same time, Purim is all about joy and simcha. And it's all about battling against Amalek, who we know is the arch enemy of the Jewish people. Now, famously, Amalek is the gematria, the numerical equivalent of the word suffix, 240, doubt. So we're battling against doubt. And on Purim, we defeat Amalek. That means, if you think about it, joy conquers doubt. Purim is also about unity. It's also acknowledging the fact that we can only comprehend so much with our mind, and we want to live in that space that's beyond. So joy plus unity plus going beyond brings us to a place where we defeat Amalek, where we defeat doubt. So Purim literally is a toolkit for countering doubt. Now, how pervasive is doubt? Well, let's get a little fancy. Werner Heisenberg, one of the architects of quantum physics, put something forth called the uncertainty principle. In simple language, that means that we can never know the position and speed of a particle with perfect accuracy. Do you know what that means? That means weaved into the fabric of creation is uncertainty, also known as doubt. But you want to hear something crazy? Werner Heisenberg, the architect of showing that doubt exists actually in creation itself. It's not just an emotion. It's actually a thing. He himself postulated that there was a place beyond where there was complete certainty. And with joy, we get to live with that. Now, he dismissed that, just so you know, for you science heads out there, he dismissed that because he said physics is all about observable data about this world. But he himself intuited that there was a place beyond doubt that existed. Now, I want to tell you something deep. We talk about tikkun. Tikkun means the completion and the fixing of everything. Not just the fixing of everything, but the completion of this world. Now, the Pesachei Sharm says something so beautiful. He says, tikkun is connecting miracles to nature. Isn't that awesome? I'm going to say it again. Tikkun, the ultimate fixing, is connecting miracles to nature. And what's Purim all about? The fact that in nature, there are miracles. This is why Purim is the ultimate tikkun. The Ari says the k in Hebrew grammar means like. It's a prefix. So Yom Kippur is only a day like Purim. Purim is the greatest. Because on Yom Kippur, we transcend nature. On Purim, we show that all of nature is actually miracles. And how do we live with it until that great day comes? With joy, with unity, and with going beyond. Good Shabbos, good Purim.
Thanks for listening. We do this every week, so join in again next Sunday for our new podcast where we explore the amazingness of life. And review us and send in any comments or suggestions. I'd love to hear them.